of the hour. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and celebrity psychic Uri Geller will join us in a few moments, going through some of the things, as usual, that are important on people's minds. Do you think that publicly shaming drivers who text while they're driving will save lives? Texting while in traffic, also known as twits.
Oh, that's Leo Laporte's channel for all of his tech shows.
Right. Mm-hmm. You think this can, will this do it? Can you actually do something about people who put your life in danger? Story at DougSteffen.com. Asking you to join San Francisco artist Brian Singer's quest to shame these people. He's heading up an ongoing project that takes photos of the offenders while they are in action. Snapped by passengers or pedestrians, of course. Post them on Facebook and on his blog. As of this month, he's been blowing them up and paying to have them put up on billboards. The billboards around San Francisco, you can see.
I hope he's got a good lawyer.
Nothing against the people themselves. I think we're all sort of guilty of texting and driving at the same time. His aim is to grow the project to the point where it could raise awareness and change behavior. He's had other social commentary projects over the years, focusing on things like homelessness to war. It's been going on with him for since 2000.
I was cruising around the internet this morning and saw on MarketWatch.com that cell phone use is now estimated to be involved in 26% of all motor vehicle crashes.
Yep.
That's up 25% from last year.
So is this a good idea or not? That's basically the question. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you whether or not you're texting while you drive, and I admit to it. Hey, sure, what's the big deal? It is dangerous, I'll tell you. I know it is. I've looked up from time to time. I don't do it when I'm on any of the Los Angeles freeways because it's too dangerous. I do when I'm driving around here.
When you're in traffic, though, it should be allowed. If you're stopped and
if
not
you're
going
stopped,
anywhere.
Yeah.
If you're
stopped.
Sitting in a light, but then you get the light turns green and you don't notice and somebody behind you has to beep. They say around 5% of cell phone-related crashes involve texting and the other 21% involve drivers talking on a handheld or even hands-free cell phones.
Yeah. So our question, do you text while you drive? A, sure. Why not? What's the big deal? B, sometimes. C, once in a while. D, only at stoplights. E, no, I never text while I drive. Well, you can give us your response. We always love to have your input at DougSteffen.com.
Never, ever text and drive at the same time.
Hero. Rich, you are my hero.
But I do watch reruns of The Following or something like that while I'm in the car.
Good.
Just lay that phone up on the dashboard.
Yeah. Good look. Our poll yesterday, which spring produce is your favorite? 37% of you responded with strawberries. 26% of you said oranges. 17% of you said mangoes. 16% said kiwis. And 10% said apricots. I don't know if I'm... all of those things are good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I acquired a taste for kiwis after my daughter started eating them a lot. Mangoes, she did the same thing with me.
Mangoes are delicious.
Yeah, we eat a lot. Being the Colombian household, we eat a lot of mangoes.
Yeah.
And papaya.
Mango and papaya, yeah.
And a great apricot is good, too.
Is it?
You know what I saw? Where did I see it? In some magazine yesterday, and it looked really good. It was a bowl of kiwi, strawberries, mango, all these bright colored fruits.
Yeah.
And it was labeled Nature's Skittles.
Nature's Skittles.
That's a good idea.
Just really colorful, just really bright, vibrant, really delicious-looking fruit. Nature's Skittles.
Yeah, that's clever.
I might put that together for the kids this weekend.
Hopefully they're better priced than the Skittles you buy at the movie house, for sure. Oof, man.
Well, they price
every,
them
that. Yeah.
Imagine $6
for
a
$6
popcorn.
For candy?
No, it was $4 or something for candy.
The movies are driving themselves out of business.
Yeah, they're crazy. They just don't get the impact that Netflix and these others are having.
But they don't make any money on the movie, so the food and the drink is the only place they make the money.
Yeah. We're also fixated with the Malaysian airliner, and I'm going to get a little more insight from Uri Geller on that in a minute. But now Boeing, which makes the 777, and makes much better plane than the crap can Airbuses. Been taken to task a bit by the FAA. They have a new 747 called the 747-8, which apparently has a glitch in some kind of software program that could cause the plane to lose thrusting when it's close to landing if it's on autopilot. And remember, there are a lot of these planes now, the newer ones, that can land themselves. Kind of a scary thing, but that's what's going on. Let's see, they have General Electric engines on them. The 747-8 is passenger plane. 747-8F is a freighter. This is the fourth such directive involving the new 747s. Seven airplanes have been built and sold so far. They just announced, well, this has been something that was a project for 6 years. It takes them that long to develop the engines to go with these planes. They have so far this year delivered eight of them. They've delivered 66 so far. Let's see here. No problems in flight ever reported. So one wonders, how do they hear about this? If there aren't any, don't you wonder that? I mean, if they had no problems reported, then how do they know it's a problem? Hello, ding, ding, ding. Anybody home? What could be the reason for that? Somebody else also, with regard to the Malaysian plane, asked a question that was pretty good, I thought, Kenny. And that is, why is there a switch on the plane's...
that you could shut off.
Why would they put a switch in there? It's an option that they can order, like they can order any other number of options. But why would you have that even as an option? Why do you want to shut the thing off? Oversight, which I bet would be correct in all the new planes.
Hypothesize?
Yes, you may, Richie, please.
You know, you and I watch 24 and all these other, like, kind of...
Yeah.
What if they're being hunted and tracked by a terrorist airplane that could shoot them down?
Yeah.
And they want to turn off all radar.
All right, this is where I actually officially want to, like, go live somewhere in Montana with nothing around me. Now
you don't want to go live in Montana. That's where all these planes land and crash. God. In some desolate field out in the middle of Montana.
Mm.
They're going to land in your front yard.
All right. I don't want to violate too much of the open meeting law here. All right. 14 after the hour. Uri Geller joins us in a moment here.
Hello. This is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Okay, all this talk about the plane and what has happened and whether or not it really is at the bottom of the Indian Ocean. Is it on land someplace in that area? If you look at the map, it's pretty interesting. I was looking at actually at this earlier where you come up. You look at the line that goes from Kuala Lumpur up to Beijing. There is really not a whole lot of water there as you're heading north, but obviously you go to the left or to the west, and there's plenty of water, thus the Indian Ocean. So, Uri, everybody's continuing to ask you what you believe the fate of the plane is. We have talked a couple of times about this. I still think it's on the land. I don't think it's in the ocean at all, but I'm more interested in what you think.
Well, first of all, I think that the Malaysian airline people who are actually in charge of all the search, they made a mistake announcing it so early before they have any debris in their hands, for goodness sake. You got, okay, very credible and important information from the satellite companies honing right into where they believe the plane crashed. But having done that, don't you think that they should have waited until they fished out from the
of course
ocean something?
Yeah.
I mean, those 200...
But, you know, you're a world traveler. Let's talk for a bit, and I don't want you to go. We're going to have to pause for a local station identification thing, but I want you to stick with us for a few minutes. The essence of the naivete of these people at this part of the world, as I said, because you're a world traveler, you know a lot of these people, especially Southeast Asians, are very simple. And they look at things as black and white, and they're afraid. They don't know what to do with all this notoriety and publicity, right?
Oh, absolutely. But, Doug, come on, let's be rational and logical. In order to prove something 100%, you've got to have the evidence in your hands.
There's nothing logical about this. You know what? Somebody brought this up earlier today. Why does Boeing, in their planes, put an on and off switch on the tracking device? Why would there be any way that they could shut that thing off? Unless, you know, the people that built, you know, they ordered the plane and they had it built that way. But I think about how much common sense is involved in that. Why would you want to have something that would shut off an ability to find you unless you didn't want to be found?
That's a brilliant question, Doc.
Yeah. I think there's a part of me that still thinks that this is all a big sham and they were hijacking what's in the cargo hold and they don't want to be found. But we are exploring this, but there are other things that I want to study with you in a few moments. Uri Geller is with us. Always check out his website. Fascinating things all the time. URIGELLER.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Uri Geller, who is the focus of the secret life of Uri Geller, known as a master spy. I think the CIA called you a master spy, and that's part of what the secret life of Uri Geller is all about, right?
Yeah, that's true, and it's available on Amazon.com.
All right. So we're talking about, among other things, the fate of this plane and all the silly speculation and postulation that's been going on for weeks, all the television coverage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Uri Geller lives in a little village outside of London in England, and I wonder what the English, we have all this time being devoted to this Malaysian airliner when other things are not being discussed. I wonder what, as you look at the television, and you get a lot of American TV, obviously, in England, but what about the local, what about the BBC? What sort of attention are they paying to this issue?
Oh, a lot, Doug. Remember, this is a mystery. Mm-hmm. It's mysterious.
How many British subjects were on that plane? Do you know if there were any Brits on the plane?
I think there were two Brits, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not sure. I know that there were three Americans. Am I right?
There are three Americans. Yeah,
Know, Doug, going back to the evidence, you know, one of the a very upset family member told a reporter yesterday, and I'm quoting him. He says, "I'm so mad." He said, "There is no evidence that the jet crashed into the."
There isn't. There's not one shred of evidence. They keep talking about these shiny objects that the satellites are picking up, and there's 122 pieces of something. I mean, do you realize you've been on a lot of cruises, or you've seen when you've been around, whether it's the tanker, the cargo, tanker ships, cargo ships, the cruise liners, they're throwing junk off of the boats all the time into the ocean. That's why they're so polluted.
Not only that, Doug, but do you realize how many tsunamis we experienced in the last 10 years?
Well, this is a very rough, this part of the ocean, in the ocean, very rough place, very rough.
No, but I'm saying that tsunami debris washed out,
washes out
also in America somewhere. And
look at all of the satellites that keep crashing to the earth or into the ocean, too.
Yeah. Look, Doug, I'm not saying that the plane didn't crash there. I doubt your theory about the plane being hidden somewhere in a hangar.
You got to admit, my theory is more interesting than the other.
This is why the press is carrying so many acres of newspaper, and gosh, CNN is almost dedicated to this one cause.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so that's all that.
We are speaking about it, too.
Right. Well, you were asked by some family member. You didn't ever tell me who it was, but I'm figuring it's a family member of somebody that's on the plane that wanted you to try to figure out where it was. And you came up with your own.
Let me just correct you. It was not a family member, but a substantial figure in Malaysia.
Okay.
And this gives the speculation that it could have been asked by the president's wife, but I'm not saying yes, and I'm not saying no. I'm leaving it at that.
Yeah, well, I think that it doesn't make any difference, actually. It's more sometimes interesting for the story, but under the circumstances, because of how well-known you are and how successful you've been in doing this, for heaven's sakes, you, that first year I had Charlotte, when she got scared at the farm and disappeared overnight. You and I were back and forth on the phone, I don't know, any number of times, and you told me not to worry that she would be there when I went back to the barn. And as first light, I went back to the barn, and she came out from inside the barn, scared, poor little thing. But
you know, the backlash that I got, maybe I naively or innocently or foolishly put it out on Twitter and Facebook. I wanted my followers to help me hone into where the plane is, because we are all intuitive. We all have some remote viewing abilities. Yeah. And I wanted to see what they come back with, so I can deduce from that the target of where the plane is and send that information back to Malaysia. But obviously a lot of skeptics jumped on the bandwagons, calling me Uri Geller stooped to the lowest element now and so on. But hey, that's everyone, you know, you'll find controversy about everyone all the time on the internet. It's open for anyone to write anything about, you know, whatever they want about the celebrity.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, you do a good job feeling it, and you have a lot of fun doing it, and people are amused and amazed, and oftentimes, I think, helped a lot by what you do for work. So keep it up. Uri Geller, again, website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com, connected to DougStefan.com.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And now through the end of the month, get a 15-week trial membership for only $15. You'll find incredible values on top brands like KitchenAid, Samsung, Dyson, and more, along with members-only savings on household essentials and fresh-picked produce. So join Sam's Club today for only $15 to start saving on everything you need for spring. Join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box Detox videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Stephens program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler is following social media input. And I'm full of vim, vigor, and vitality today. I just had some leftover peach praline pie for my... How do you like that?
Peach praline pie.
That sounds
vim,
delicious.
Vigor, and vitality.
But yes, thank you, Rich.
It sounds delicious, but Dougie, you haven't been home in a very long time. How long is that? How old is that pie?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Nothing serious.
You're so baffled about why you're having stomach problems.
Right. I actually feel great today. I don't have any stomach problems at all.
Just wait till the pie thing.
Right.
Good Lord.
All right, Richie, answer the phone. Find out what's going on.
Michael's got it.
All right, let's get to what's going on here. Target's chief financial officer, John Mulligan, who's been playing golf.
Mulligan is a golf thing.
Right. Yeah. It's when you take another shot.
It's Culligan who fixes...
That's the water guy.
That's water.
What about Lulligan? Do we know anybody named Lulligan?
No,
that's
not yet.
My cousin.
Bulligan? Dulligan?
Move along, Bulligan. Sir. There's nothing
Dulligan
to see
is
here.
Where this program is at.
Right.
It's only 20 more letters to go.
All right, Target's chief financial officer is testifying today before a U.S. Senate committee. They're discussing whether the retail company ignored early warnings about last year's data breach. He's one of six testifying about protecting information from cyber attackers, those no good sons of guns. So, what do we think about this? Of course they knew, actually. Let's get down to brass tacks here. They knew what was going on 2 weeks before it became apparent. They didn't want to talk about it because they didn't want it to ruin their business.
Yeah, you can't put the
Guess
clue
what?
Sign up.
It's ruined their business.
Right. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
They all know.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. This is like E.F. Hutton. When Rich McFadden speaks, everybody listens. Stand by.
This is not rocket science here. They all know they're going to be hacked. at some point. They don't want to take the measures it will take for them to provide a safe environment for all of us. Yeah.
It's
expensive.
Like you, Dougie, with insurance. Like, you would prefer not to have insurance and kind of take a bet that something won't happen, and then when it does, you pay cash for it.
Right.
That's what Target's doing.
I ask people to help me out in this case. All right, so the situation is not dire necessarily, but it's not good. Under any circumstance, this situation isn't good for the companies. It's not good for people who are using these credit cards. And Richie says that the way to fix the problem, if I remember what you said before, is to have that chip in credit cards, because then they're not easily or as easily hacked. Is that right?
That wouldn't have helped this, because they were hacked. The chip and PIN helps you and I when in our safety when we go insert our information into one an ATM machine or one of their debit card scanners.
So how does that work? If I'm like at the gas pump yesterday putting gas in the car, if I had a chip on my
it would work
card.
The same way, but you would have to enter your PIN number along with the chip being a digital reading as opposed to a magnetic reading.
So it's the same as
reading.
A debit card. Do I have to put my number in if I'm using my debit card?
Correct.
Huh.
But right now, the computer reads a magnetic strip on your card, which is very susceptible to being stolen, easily stolen.
Jennifer Horn, by the way, is going to have our television report, an update on the American Idol ratings, among other things. Meanwhile,
they've been stolen, too.
The president, right, they're gone, and I don't think they're getting them back. White House extending maybe, just maybe. Because this is such a wild success. This is over the top. Unbelievable. Can you imagine this many people signing up for health care? My God, this is outrageous. At least 5 million people have signed up so far, and they expect another million before the end of the month. I'm expecting that the website's going to crash at any minute. However, that's not particularly positive, so listen. We'll hope for the best, right?
No comment.
I've got that. Okay, how many people are aware of the new Star Trek beer?
Star Trek beer? No, I have not heard about
that's
this.
Story. Story of Doug Steffen on the Doug Steffen Today Show page. Star Trek beer. Live long and drink it. Imagine Shatner. Okay, we got to bring this up when we see Shatner, Jennifer, next
couple of weeks. Yep.
Month, right. So this is a new Federation of Beer unveiled. What is the name of this company? Is it the Star Trek Beer Company? No, it's not Star. Wait a minute. Tin Man Brewing. That's the name of the company. That gives you a good feeling about it, right? The Tin Man Brewing Company, dubbed Klingon Warnog. The beer incorporates rye malt. Richie, tell me this is what this is going to taste like, because I don't know from nothing. It's a rye malt, like a German dark wheat ale.
Right.
It sounds horrible. Grain bill. Let's see what else is in here. I don't know. It's made... beer comes from a small town in Canada called Vulcan.
I bet they gave it all they got.
I'm not one to jump into a beer that's got a novelty name on it. Likely the taste might not be great.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
all
but
right.
Come on. It would
Klingon
be
Warnock.
I'm sure I would try it, but I just went to a restaurant over the weekend. It's right across the street from the network here, actually. It's called World of Beer.
Really?
500 different beers.
Did you try them all?
I hit a few of them.
5.5% alcohol. Is that a lot?
No.
In a beer?
No. I mean, it's not a Miller Lite, but...
The Warnog aroma is predominantly mild banana.
Ugh.
A beer that smells like a banana.
They say beer smells like banana. That's one of the common tastes. Yeah.
A subtle sweet malt character it has to it, as I'm looking at the label here. The flavor draws heavily from the blending of the rye malt and cloves, creating a rich and unique flavor. The inclusion of wheat and caramel malts helped to round out what people feel will fill your mouth with sweetness. It's called the
good
Klingon
make
Warnock.
Your ears pointy.
Ken, this will be real popular at Comic-Con next year.
I bet it will, yeah.
Huh. HBO's Game of Thrones has inspired a number of new beers, apparently. Did you know that?
We got visiting the throne, or...
I'm not. Uh-huh. Saw that coming. The lineup this year for Lollapalooza, announced later on this morning. Lollapalooza in Chicago in August. Lollapalooza. Why do I remember? That's not like going down to New Orleans. But I remember this.
No, it's a rock festival.
Yeah, is it a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Hmm. Mudslide Death Toll 16. This is the most important story in America this week, Richie.
Yes, it is.
I said that in the last half hour. I think they have found some other bodies, so the death toll is about 24, I think, at this point in time. Let's see here. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris... Say it again, Doug. There. Chris Martin calling it quits. Or what do they say?
It's conspicuous. They have consciously uncoupled.
Oh, right. Okay. Nice.
Weirdos.
Why? That's not... Why is that weird?
That's a stupid thing to say. We're splitting up.
Right.
Just say we're consciously
uncoupled. They're in denial. They don't want to admit that they failed. In their relationship, so they don't want to say it, so they come up with this stupid saying that they release on their blog.
All right.
To let everybody know that they've consciously uncoupled.
You could turn it around, Richie. They made a successful try of it for 10 years.
They did.
Yeah.
How's that? Isn't that
right? Sure. They were living apart for just a laugh.
I would have been happier with that. As it is, consciously uncoupled sounds like the space shuttle undocking from the space station.
By the way, an American is on a Russian spaceship today to go up to the International Space Station.
Yeah, you ain't getting no ride home, Charlie.
What do you think they're talking about on the way up?
So.
You know what? I bet the cosmos, they don't care. They're all friendly. What do they care?
Yeah.
This nonsense.
They don't.
They don't care about this at all.
But Charlie, they'll get right back. You'll stay here.
You're better at that than Fallon is. I wish he'd stop doing that, because he's really not very good at it at all.
What's that?
Bad. Well, his
Jimmy
Russian
Fallon
accent.
His Russian accent is dumb. It's horrible, in fact. So I told the guys, we have earlier in the morning, if you want to listen to the podcast at Podcast One, O-N-E, podcast1.com, you'll hear every morning, if you're only able to listen to, let's say, this hour, in hour number three, about 25 past the hour, we have three or four excerpts from late night monologues, and Fallon keeps doing this annoying Russian accent, which is bad and isn't funny. So I'm beginning to think that Seth Meyers is pretty funny.
Meyers is funny. Fallon is funny.
I don't think that stuff is funny.
I'll tell you he's funny.
Good for you, Richie. You can tell me all you want. That doesn't mean I have to believe it. 17 before the hour. Here's something I would like you to believe, though. Richie, please, believe me when I tell you, you can stop hair loss right now by calling 800-525-8319. Believe me when I tell you, you can stop hair loss by dialing that number. And then you've got to take some action after you dial 800-525-8319. You will be working on one of the main reasons for your thinning hair, and that's plugged up pores. Cleanse those pores. Tote that barge. Call 800-525-8319. Cleanse the pores. Follicles under your scalp will start pushing the hair back up through those open pores. Before you know it, you got a little fuzz, and then it gets to be longer, and it looks like real hair. And there's an ingredient in Provia that will also help thicken your hair. So, man, you're going to look great after a few months. Call 800-525-8319. Yes, the product is called Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A. Cleanses your scalp, allows the hair to grow back again. This is cool stuff, man. Or if I were Cheech and Chong, it would be cool something else. But this is what I can do on the good day. It's the best I can do for you on the program. Cool stuff. Stop your hair loss. Dial 800-525-8319.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
More than 25 state police departments now use traffic cameras to photograph license plates and drivers' faces, which can now be processed through facial recognition software to identify us and track our whereabouts. We all understand the need to enforce traffic laws, of course. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we would realize how such invasions of our Fourth Amendment privacy rights endanger our essential American freedoms. In Maryland, 1/1000th of 1% of the pictures taken by these cameras led to traffic citations. That cannot justify invading the privacy and tracking the whereabouts of millions of people. Let's get our town officials to take those cameras down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right, let's get to the heart and soul. Did you see that Paul Guilfoyle is leaving CSI?
I did. That's part of the report today, Doug.
Oh, it is. Excuse me for stepping on your tongue there.
Which one is he?
He's the he's Brass.
He's one of the original.
Captain, he's the police. He's the police officer.
Okay, yeah, I like him.
Been there. He's
he
another
Captain
character.
Captain Jim Brass, right?
Right, okay.
And he started it with the show's first season back in 2000.
So
he's
why
only
would he
one
be
of
leaving?
Two original stars left. That's George Yates, who remains
the
with
other
the
one.
Show.
Right.
Yeah.
Who needs to go on a diet? He got fat the last couple of years. You notice that?
I don't watch the
Eads
show.
Eads,
so no.
Yeah. Is that how you pronounce it? Is it Eads or Eads?
Not sure.
I think it's Eads.
Eads.
Right.
Yeah. But Guilfoyle is one of those character actors like Redholm.
Which one is Elizabeth Shue on? That's that one, right?
Elizabeth
yeah, because she's with Ted Danson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like her. I want to watch that.
She's fairly attractive.
She's very attractive.
Like
she's
Jennifer.
I liked her since I was 15 years old, and she was in...
Adventures in Babysitting.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Grow up.
Hey, things that you don't love. Fox is American Idol.
American Idol, yeah.
Trouble. So they've been mixing things up this season. They've tried to change the time slots around. They've shortened the results show, which is a brilliant idea, by the way. But those changes haven't really done them any good. They have been reaching audiences that are shrinking. And it's the Thursday's edition of Idol reached 8.4 million viewers, which isn't terrible, but this used to be the big time, most dominant show on TV.
You know
so.
The best thing about it is Randy's gone. I told you it wasn't me.
That's
dog.
Right. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Yep.
Now, William Shatner, we talked about him earlier, Dougie.
Yes,
William Shatner is the famous captain of Star Trek, as you know, Captain Kirk, and he's got a new show coming to TV this fall called The Shatner Project. It's going to be he and his wife Elizabeth redoing their house. It'll air on Scripps DIY channel in October.
Going to ride a horse in the backyard?
Episodes, perhaps.
Yeah.
They don't have horses at their home.
I'll watch that. He's a funny guy.
He makes something out of... You think he's paying to get his house redone?
He's 70 couple years old and he's still able to get a TV show here and there.
Yeah, so 51. Yeah.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Bodies discovered in that massive mudslide in Washington State as more rain is on the way. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The search for victims continues in and around the small town of Oso, Washington, northeast of Seattle, following this past Saturday's devastating mudslide. Authorities say 8 more bodies have been discovered, but have not yet been removed from the rubble. The suspected death toll now at 24, with more than 100 still unaccounted for. Bob Calkins of the Washington State Patrol says this is still a search and rescue effort, but the chances of finding survivors is not good.
I don't think we've made the complete leap to this being a recovery operation, but as I believe I heard our incident commander say yesterday, it's grim.
Authorities are concerned about the weather as well, the possibility of more slides as it continues to rain. Here's meteorologist Gary Best.
There could be a few inches of rain from Washington, Oregon, into Northern California, perhaps a bit of a break later on Thursday, and then another wave of moderate to heavy rain will likely move in by Friday.
President Obama has approved emergency federal assistance to help with cleanup and recovery efforts. Members of the National Guard and FEMA personnel are on hand to assist. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, it was a bounce-back day for the markets. The Dow up 91 points yesterday to close at 16,368. NASDAQ climbed 8 points. S&P up 8 as well. Check the calendar. It says it's spring, but this is the sound of a blizzard.
and a big winter storm with blizzard conditions is hammering parts of Massachusetts, Cape Cod in particular, with wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. And when it's all done, up to a foot of snow is expected. The storm is producing near zero visibility. Road travel is said to be nearly impossible. A dozen aircraft are now flying over the South Indian Ocean as the search for debris from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has resumed. Bad weather and rough seas prompted an early end to the search on Tuesday. A total of six countries are assisting in what is now a search and recovery operation. The search site is about 1,500 miles from Australia's western coast. That health insurance deadline is looming just 5 days away, but the Obama administration is giving people more time to finish enrolling for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Officials say anybody who claims they have started the enrollment process before the March 31st deadline will be given more time to finish it. The move is in anticipation of a last-minute surge of people seeking health insurance before the deadline. It's not certain how much extra time consumers will get. And finally, time to hit the ATM. Enter my PIN. Take out a quick 20. And there we go. Piece of cake. But what if I wanted a cupcake? Well, how about a machine, an ATM, that dispenses cupcakes? There's one in Chicago, another in Dallas, and in a few other cities as well. And now, there's one in Manhattan, New York City. This 24-hour cupcake dispenser made its debut yesterday. This big pink ATM is located right next to Nelson Sprinkles Cupcake Bakery, where Maura, the manager, says all those cupcakes inside the machine are fresh.
They're all baked in small batches throughout the day, so that's the reason it's attached to one of our locations, is to have the freshest product available in the ATM.
Reaction among those who formed a long line to get a cupcake yesterday?
I think it's a great idea. Very inventive.
It's perfect for hanging out in the city. You got a sweet tooth at night. Time to get a cupcake.
There are 760 cupcakes inside this ATM. They're $4.25 each, with nearly two dozen gourmet flavors, including red velvet, dark chocolate, and more. I just can't take it. Need to have one right now. Enter my PIN. Let's see. Choose a cupcake. All right, here we go. What's this? Insufficient funds for a cupcake? I knew I shouldn't have taken out that 20. I'm David Weiss. All right, stop beeping! That's the news that matters.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.